Invading Facebook's privacy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Sam Adams. Suddenly, it's Facebook that finds itself surrendering its privacy, and for cybersecurity expert Molly McHugh, it's about time.
And I think that this really signals the end of this Wild West period of all of this.
She knows that Facebook has to sell your data to advertisers, or else there's no company.
Users are not the clients. They are very much the product being sold to advertisers and others. But it's the question of the and others that I think needs to be defined in some of these hearings.
She doesn't see how Mark Zuckerberg could have missed the political exploitation that was going on under his nose.
Did they know that all these campaigns had huge data sets that had clearly come from Facebook or other social media scraping? And it's not just in the United States.
Well, Facebook also operates in Russia, where the rules are a little different.
Basically, for any companies like this, including Uber and other things, you have to store your data with an access to, there's a Russian media monitoring state agency in order for you to operate there. It's this whole, it's being used for other things you don't know about aspect that I think makes everybody really uncomfortable.
Why not just put a big red button on the privacy page which says, I do not want any of my news chosen for me by a Russian oligarch. How difficult could that be? Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.